Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, and that means everybody, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, the same way. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out. And by the way, if you can't hear our show any other way, it's playing live right there, right now. There's a link, dead center, top of the page. You'll see it, listen live, boom, there you are. You're on the show with us. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us right now. And Kyle, I can't see him, but I'm going to hear him.
All right, yeah, thank you. Yes, welcome, and hello to everybody.
It's 65 degrees, and we have almost zero visibility, and I'm not exaggerating, almost zero visibility here at the airport in Tampa. I have not heard an airplane take off or land in the last 2 to 3 hours.
Well, I can imagine. Yeah, we're seeing all kinds of dense fog along the coast there.
Yep, we are, and we'll get into all that a little bit later. But right now, what do you say we say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values and practices. Now, great news if you're Devin Nunes, congressman from California. He's announced that he's going to retire, and he's going to take a job which is probably going to pay him $1 million or $2 million, that's my guess, to run the Trump media network, which is going to be the social media website, more than likely probably like Mike Lindell did with the Frank Speech thing. You'll probably have something to do with internet television and online streaming and all that sort of stuff, is my understanding.
Well, that's right, Captain. One of the things the Trump Media and Technology Group is aiming to do, they're aiming to release what they call Truth Social, or this is going to be a social media site. And, of course, as you know, the president has his run-ins with Facebook and Twitter, of course, so he wants to counter that. And bringing in Devin Nunes, I think, is an amazing move. I think that he's got somebody who knows the ins and outs of Washington, for one thing, and someone also who's going to be able to communicate the message. And also, of course, it begs the question, Captain, it looks like President Trump is amassing himself and bringing to himself some pretty high-level team members. Perhaps he wants to seriously run again at this point.
Well, I've been saying it, and I'll stick by my guns. I believe he's running in 2024, but he cannot really say much of anything until after the midterm elections, because it's not fair for the people that are running to take the attention off them. He might as well just sit there and play the game until we have this midterm election.
Well, certainly, certainly. And the midterm election, by all accounts right now, and, you know, it's the idea that are the Democrats going to keep doing what they're doing? I think they will, and it's still going to be a barn burner for the Republicans, looks like.
Now, some news about Senator Robert Dole. He's going to lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda, and that's an honor befitting of a man of his stature and the position that he held for years in the United States Senate. So they're sending him off the way you would think.
Well, yes, exactly right. And so many accolades, remembrances that come in about Bob Dole. His career spans so many years. And, yes, a great, a true American hero.
Yep, there will never be another person like him, that's for sure.
No, and, you know, Captain, the perseverance that he had to show, being wounded so horribly as he was in the final days of World War II by the Nazis, and to battle back and do what he did, accomplish what he did, and also, Captain, it was his good humor. He was never bitter about the things that happened to him, it seemed. He was always pressing forward.
Mm-hmm. Now, we have a conversation that's going to take place today, and I would love to be a fly on the wall in the room. The Kremlin in Moscow is where Vladimir Putin will be talking to Joe Biden in the White House, and they'll be talking about all sorts of things, but it appears that Vladimir Putin wants Biden's written guarantee on no more eastward expansion with NATO.
Oh, that's exactly what he wants in terms of the where Ukraine might end up. We don't know how all that's going to play out yet. There is talk of maybe trying to bolster some of the Eastern European nations and NATO allies and so forth with additional troops to try to counter what some in the intelligence field, Captain, have been saying looks like a real probable invasion of Ukraine after the first of the year sometime. So this is an all the marbles kind of problem that the president is going to have to deal with. We'll see how he deals with it. But that's right. Putin does not want Ukraine in NATO. It's doubtful that NATO would become part of Ukraine, at least at this juncture, but it shouldn't be off the table.
Yeah. Now, Don Lemon, or Don Lemon, if you want to call him that, another CNN anchor, is accused of inserting himself into an investigation, namely the Jesse Smollett business, and it looks like as if he's another one that's going to be in trouble.
Well, that's right. That's exactly right. What is happening? It's like dominoes over there.
Well,
they're falling down.
Are you surprised?
I am not surprised.
You betcha. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. It's that time of the day. Tuesday morning. And by the way, we'll see who's taking us to break here.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Oh, that's our buddy Ace. I'll be right back.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow company. MyPillow.com is the website. And, you know, you got, let's see here, what's the date today? We got 18 days till Christmas and 17 delivery days. Now, the thing about MyPillow is there's something for everybody over there for Christmas. And I'm not kidding. Your dog, your cat, they've actually got something there for them. And they've got something for the kids, something for mom, dad, grandpa, grandma, your aunt, your uncle, your brother, your sister, whatnot. But go to the website, take a look at all the products they've got, not only on the home page, but also on the radio listener specials page that you'll see a box link for. You click on that, and it'll open up to several different items, as many as 100 items in there, and as many as 100 items on the home page. But the prices are marked down so low that you'll save all kinds of money that you would have had to have paid had it been in a big box store, because they mark this stuff up dramatically. So go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code CAPTAIN. That'll get you anything you want there at the low prices that you see. Promo code is CAPTAIN. Or you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. So it's MyPillow.com. Take advantage of the Christmas bargains and all that. Promo code CAPTAIN. And the phone number is 800-641-5459. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And Kyle, today is December 7th, 2021, 80 years later.
That's right, Captain. 80 years after that Sunday morning attack in Pearl Harbor by the Japanese Navy against the American Navy there. Captain, there's only a few, really a handful left of people who were there that day, were scrambling to either get into the air or get to cover or help the wounded.
Or man a deck gun or machine gun.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. Exactly right. And of course, you know, we lost the Arizona pretty much in one fell swoop at that time. You can go to Pearl Harbor today and you can see the wreckage under the waves.
Mm-hmm.
And that became, of course, the tomb for so many of those sailors. So it's something that we remember. It propelled us into World War II, like you wouldn't believe. The stories, of course, on December 8th, the lines to sign up to be in the military, all branches of the military.
My father.
Yeah, well, that's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. We're around the block, and it was something that everybody had a hand in. But I also think, Captain, that something else is very important to point out, because here we are 80 years later, and the effects of the war, of course, are still remembered. But the Japanese Navy that attacked us that day, the Japanese people are our fast friends now. There's no animosity between us and the Japanese people. So I think that is the one thing, obviously, that is the best thing that has come out of all of this, that there's not still any of that kind of, hostility. Unfortunately, that can't be said for certain groups who still want to attack the United States.
Not today.
Exactly right.
Now,
because we're stronger. We truly are stronger together as allies now.
Now, on December 8th, 2021, on the floors of the Congressional Joint Session of Congress, this is what it sounded like when Franklin Delano Roosevelt stepped to the mic.
Mr. Vice President, Mr. Speaker, members of the Senate, of the House of Representatives. Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. The United States was at peace with that nation, and at the solicitation of Japan, was still in conversation with its government and its emperor, looking toward the maintenance of peace in the Pacific. Indeed, 1 hour after, Japanese air squadrons had commenced bombing in the American island of Oahu, the Japanese ambassador to the United States and his colleague delivered to our Secretary of State a formal reply to a recent American message. And while this reply stated that it seemed useless to continue the existing diplomatic negotiations, it contained no threat or hint of war or of armed attack. It will be recorded that the distance of Hawaii from Japan makes it obvious that the attack was deliberately planned many days or even weeks ago. During the intervening time, the Japanese government has deliberately sought to deceive the United States by false statements and expressions of hope for continued peace. The attack yesterday on the Hawaiian Islands has caused severe damage to American naval and military forces. I regret to tell you that very many American lives have been lost. In addition, American ships have been reported torpedoed on the high seas between San Francisco and Honolulu. Yesterday, the Japanese government also launched an attack against Malaya. Last night, Japanese forces attacked Hong Kong. Last night, Japanese forces attacked Guam. Last night, Japanese forces attacked the Philippine Islands. Last night, the Japanese attacked Wake Island. And this morning, the Japanese attacked Midway Island. Japan has therefore undertaken a surprise offensive extending throughout the Pacific area. The facts of yesterday and today speak for themselves.
All right, well, that was 80 years ago. Tomorrow, on the 8th of December, 1941, when he asked the Congress to declare war against Japan.
That's exactly right. And, you know, Captain, one of the things that happened that day on December 7th, and, of course, on the next day, December 8th, when the president went to speak to a joint session of Congress, was that there was no question that some way, somehow, we didn't know how, we didn't know what it was going to take, we didn't know when it was going to happen, but we were going to have victory. We were going to achieve victory in that. And there was literally nothing. And there were some very dark days, obviously, of World War II. But the spirit of the American people, the known as the arsenal of democracy at that time, that pressed on forward. It took a lot of sacrifice, but we have a better world as a result of that.
The greatest generation emerged.
That's exactly right.
And the young people today have no idea. If they don't have a parent or a grandparent around that wasn't around during World War II, they have no idea what this country did. No idea.
No idea whatsoever, unfortunately. The real notion that there were forces out there that could really actually mm-hmm. take you over, mm-hmm. that things would really be fundamentally different. And but yet today, Captain, you still have people who want to take your freedom away. There's just no doubt about it.
Well, we're not going to let them, and that's not what's going to happen. And you can stand up and fight for your freedoms, fight for America, stand up and do something, stand up and be recognized, or you can sit on your can and be part of the problem. If you want to be part of the problem, then just get the hell out of our way, right?
That's exactly right.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. And I got Frank Salvato that's going to take us to break. Wait till you hear this. Here we go.
This is Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, where we always understand the reason for the season, and we always say Merry Christmas. Hey, Captain. Ho, ho, ho.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. New York City is imposing a vaccine mandate for all private sector employers as a preemptive measure to fight a surge of COVID cases this winter, Mayor Bill de Blasio announced Monday.
We've got Omicron as a new factor. We've got the colder weather, which is going to really create additional challenges with the Delta variant. We've got holiday gatherings. We in New York City have decided to use a preemptive strike.
The mandate covers 184,000 businesses and will go into effect on December 27th, and it doesn't give unvaccinated employees the option to get tested regularly, de Blasio said. President Joe Biden is expected to issue a warning to Russian President Vladimir Putin of what the United States would do should Russia decide to invade Ukraine. And officials say that U.S. response would include economic sanctions. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
Okie dokie, I'm going to take it away. Thank you very much. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor, and Relief Factor is a part of my daily integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation and pain over the course of a day. Now, the reason is because of the fact that Relief Factor is 100% drug-free, and it contains all natural ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, that are designed to help support the body's natural response to inflammation, and also goes to lower or even eliminate pain straight at the source of where you're having the pain. Now, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product. It's made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, and of course, it also supports healthy joints and muscles and helps with the healing process too. Now, it's only $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. That's it. $19.95. You'll know by the end of the third week whether or not it's going to work for you. And I'm telling you, so far I've had nobody come back to me and say it didn't work. So there you go. But that's just me talking. There's always the first time for everything. But the website they gave me for you to go to, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time. ReliefFactor.com/captain, $19.95. Get you on the program, ReliefFactor.com. Go over there and try it, because after all, Kyle, all you have to lose is pain.
That's exactly right.
Now, authorities revealed that they had stopped another school massacre, this time from a 14-year-old in Lexington County, South Carolina. This kid had talked about it with his friends. He'd started to brag about it. He was trying to get some of his friends involved in it, and they blew the whistle on him, and thank God they did.
Well, absolutely, Captain. This is a the subject matter is very, very horrible, but the outcome, at least at this point, because somebody said something and something was done about this, that we don't have another tragedy to report. And so certainly, you know, this is an alarming thing that's happening to some of our young people. And so whatever it takes, if you hear about something like this, if you suspect something like this, you got to tell somebody. You got to tell a grown-up, or you got to tell the authorities, and we got to get people help before they do something like this. Absolutely.
That's right. And by the way, day today, and thank you, Sony, for your comments. Sony just made a very nice comment in the chat room. She said, this is the first time I've ever heard this entire speech. Wow. Yeah, that's why I played it.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Because many, many things were happening as the President Roosevelt was outlining there. And so that paints a very different picture than what traditionally people might think of when they first think of December 7th.
Yeah, because a lot of people think that this was a setup and we were sitting there waiting for this to happen, and then we were going to jump in and everybody was going to make a bunch of money. I've heard that so many times, not by the scholars and not by the military people, but by these idiots that just wanted to hear themselves talk.
Well, right, right. Yeah, history unfolded very differently.
That's correct. That's why I played that whole speech. Okay, and thank you, Sony, for making the comment there. Now, more Democrats are now searching for an escape route to get away from Joe Biden and what they know is coming next year.
Well, sure. I don't think there's any way really to right the ship at this point. I don't think there's really anything Joe Biden can do. Not that I think he would even go out and try and do it. But I don't think there's anything Joe Biden can do. I think the die is cast, Captain. People have seen the inflation. They now see the crime. They're now being told, don't believe your eyes with the crime happening all around you and so on. Just keep going and listen to what the president or Kamala Harris tells you, and just be good. But nobody's going to do that right now, Captain, because it's affecting every aspect of our lives.
And before we go to break, you know, former Senator David Perdue, one-term senator in Georgia, announced that he's going to be challenging the current Georgia Governor Brian Kemp for the governorship Republican nomination to go up against Stacey Abrams, who's the presumed frontrunner on the Democratic side. And this will be interesting because Donald Trump has gotten behind Perdue and endorsed him because he believes that Kemp cost him the state of Georgia by his inactions.
Well, right. And I do think, too, Captain, that Stacey Abrams is going to find out that the political space is now very different than it was when she first ran for governor. So it's not just simply, okay, I'm here, elect me now. Because, again, of all the things that we've been seeing, it's going to be hard to go out there and say.
Yeah, she can't go out there and just try to mirror Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. It's not going to work because that's not what America is buying anymore.
That's precisely the case. And so unless she can really bring something that's different or something that people even really want to hear, this ridiculous notion that, well, I really won the election and yada, 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 that's not going to help. It's actually going to repel people, I think.
Now, Joe Biden, and this is hard to believe, folks, but it's true. Joe Biden just can't seem to stop making things up, i.e. lying. Even when it comes to something as potentially significant to him as being tested for COVID when he has cold symptoms. Because he was asked about whether or not he's been tested because he was sounding sick and could hardly talk and this, that, and the other. And he says, I have a test every day to see, a COVID test. They check me for all the strains. That's not true.
Right.
That's not true.
That would seem a little extravagant in that sense, yeah.
And the White House had to correct the statement.
Well, and they have to do that more often than not, it seems these days, Captain, or whatever the president is talking about. they have to go walk it back, or they have to explain what he really meant, or you know, this kind of thing. And the more and more he says, what am I doing here? And they told me to say this or that. That's getting old.
And Biden's physician, the presidential physician, had to release a statement and make the correct statement, too, that he's only checked twice a week or three times a week. This time it was three times because he had the cold, but normally it's twice a week.
Well, right, and I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I think sometimes the protocol is, even if you think you've been exposed, you may not test positive.
And you don't go out to a restaurant with a bunch of people without a mask when you're coughing and hacking.
Well, exactly right.
Jeez, man.
If you go at all, exactly, yeah.
No, you don't go.
Yeah.
That's my point, you don't go. Okay, now, the Cook Political Report, have you ever heard of it?
Oh, yes.
Okay. We've seen the beginning of a red wave after the results of the November 2nd election. And right now, we're seeing polls that are showing the Democrats are behind by as much as 8% to begin with in the Senate, and as much as 6% in the House in certain individual races, where it was the other way around just about a month or two ago. And it looks like the bottom is falling out on a bunch of these states because, believe it or not, Michigan, where Governor Gretchen Whitmer is the queen of the pandemic restrictions, is now underwater and behind.
I think, Captain, people, they're ready to move on from COVID. They're happy to take some reasonable precautions in their own life. They are getting vaccinated. They're getting boosted. They might wear a mask here or there if they feel necessary. They may avoid big crowds. They may make certain changes in their own personal life. But they're done, with the authorities somehow dictating to them what they can and can't do, how they should say, all this stuff. They're just done with it. And it just is going to get worse. And the Democrats continue to think that they've got a winning strategy in scaring everybody. That's not leadership.
Well, if they've got a winning strategy, why are the Democrats running for the hills?
Well,
and trying to distance themselves from D.C. right now, trying to do anything they can to. And by the way, the Build Back Better plan right now is in extreme jeopardy.
It is. They don't even think they can even pass it by the end of the year.
No.
So I'm not really holding my breath on that one. It's not playing well. It's not playing well, Captain, across the highways and byways. Maybe they're figuring it out. They want to pass these things because they want the power, mm-hmm. they want the money, they want all that stuff. But it's just not working.
Well, the Senate Majority Whip, Dick Durbin from Illinois, said that Joe Biden's recent numbers are, quote, scary.
Well, they are scary. And if we were under any kind of normal circumstances, any other president, Captain, would be doing everything they could to get those numbers back up. I don't think the Joe Biden people, I don't think they care at all.
They can't do it.
Well, and I think it's hit a tipping point, to be honest.
They can't do it. The numbers are going the other way, and they're going to keep going that way because all they're doing is causing more pain on the American population. All right, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we're going to do the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. So I'm going to let Ron Edwards take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Kyle, who is that?
Well, I'm going to use my professor powers of deduction, Captain. Is it Ted Nugent?
Yeah, but what's the song?
It's called Hey Baby.
Yeah, and that's the spinoff of the one that was done years ago, the rock and roll song by Hey Baby, I want to know, whoa. But anyway, and he went from that to this. Isn't that something?
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's
Holy
exactly
smokes.
Right.
I heard that, and I said, people aren't going to believe this. And by the way, thanks, Sony, for chiming in. She's making some really great comments there while we're beeping along here. All right, well, let me just mention to everybody that the Trucker's Highway Bible Report, brought to you, of course, by the Pilot and the Flying J truck stops nearest you. It's really foggy tonight down here where I'm at, right up to the Georgia line. So if you're having trouble and you know where the next truck stop is, the Flying J or the Pilot, pull on in there. You'll be glad you did, because you can't see where I'm at 100 yards, and I'm not exaggerating. Okay, Kyle, you got weather out west. Go with it.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're tracking a winter storm watch, especially in northern Nevada and parts of northern California. This is going to center around Reno and up through 395 through Susanville in northern California. So if you're coming across I-80 and you're going to be heading towards Sacramento, you're definitely going to be going through this. Snow possible, of course, in many different areas, so be ready, and that's going to continue on as you go into California, and that's also going to extend down the California-Nevada line a little bit. And also, Captain, tonight, one of my favorite places in the world, Yosemite Village, reading 35 degrees and light rain and snow. And the park, of course, is beautiful this time of year. So be careful of all the winter storm watch there in that area. Also, winter weather advisory up in the Missoula, Montana area. This is a stretch on over towards Helena and also up into northern Idaho as well. 4th of July pass tonight, Captain, is reading 24 degrees and snow in the forecast for Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to be coming across 4th of July, you want to be very, very prepared for that. Also, winter weather advisory near Bozeman and Billings, Montana. This, of course, is along I-90 there in Montana, so you want to be aware of that. High winds near Cheyenne and Elk Mountain with winter weather advisories extending southward into Colorado, especially across I-70 near Glenwood Springs, if you're traveling in that area. New Mexico, looks like we got a hard freeze warning in the southwest corner of New Mexico, Carlsbad, to be specific. And up in Seattle, looks like rain on Tuesday, maybe returning along the weekend. But Portland, Oregon, rain on Tuesday, and looks like through the rest of the week.
Okay, truckers, get ready, because we got lake effect snow expected downwind from the Great Lakes, and I'm talking about Lake Superior, Lake Huron, Lake Michigan, Lake Erie, and Lake Ontario. And we've already got a large area of lake effect snow going inland from the lake to the east of I-81, about 40 or 50 miles into the Tug Hill Plateau, over into Utica, down into Syracuse, and probably up on top of the foothills down there around Lafayette. And then that lake effect snow also goes over, hit or miss, over towards Rochester. You'll also find it over there in Ripley and right along the state line for about 30 miles or so from Ripley towards Buffalo. Michigan, you got it up there in the northwest corner of Michigan, Traverse City. You're getting it up there in the Upper Peninsula. It's snowing all around the lee shore of the lake right now. And it also looks like it might be snowing up in the Wisconsin around Green Bay. And we've got some very cold temperatures up in Minnesota tonight. Georgia's probably got about 4 logs on the fire up there in Minnesota. And we've got windy conditions and cold temperatures for a lot of Indiana tonight. And moving on down, well, I guess I'll go over to the ocean side, because, again, windy conditions from Nova Scotia all the way down to Long Island, down to Jersey, down to Cape May, New Jersey. And we've got winds blowing anywhere from 25 to 35 miles an hour right there, right along the coast. Now, here comes the bad stuff. We've got dense fog. Many areas of zero visibility, okay? And I'm not exaggerating. I went outside before the show started. I'm going to go outside in this break. I could not see 100 yards out the building right here at the airport. Now, that's how thick it is right here by me. Now, we've got a really dense fog advisory tonight going up I-75 from Fort Myers all the way to the Georgia line. Also, all the way across I-4. over to Daytona Beach, up and down I-95, down in South Florida from Miami on up towards West Palm Beach, dense fog. Then we got a little bit of a break. Then you pick it up again around Daytona Beach, and you got it all the way to Jacksonville, all the way across I-10 to Tallahassee. It may be moving inland a little bit later in the evening. Probably next hour we'll be talking about the rest of the panhandle and New Orleans, as well as possibly over towards Hammond, Louisiana, because we do have fog offshore that could come onshore, just like what we've had happen over here. And it's going to be that way over here by us until about 10 o'clock this morning. So you got this dense fog until about 10 o'clock this morning. Please be careful, and please slow down. If you can't see, nobody else can either. And that's when the big wrecks happen, when they pile up 30, 40, 50 vehicles.
That's exactly right, Captain. We've seen too many of those over the years.
And I'm pretty sure tonight they've suspended the construction on the bridge down here below me, the Howard Franklin, because it would be asinine to be out there with construction workers in the fog trying to get anything done, when if they can't see you, you can't see them. You're just running the risk of getting run over.
Well, of course, yeah. I think that's exactly what they should do.
Yeah. All right. Now, give us a little info about the Pilot and Flying J. You got 30 seconds.
All right, folks. Well, if you're out across the highways and byways traveling and you're in these winter weather advisories or you're in the dense fog, you definitely want to find a Pilot or Flying J to pull into. You can go to their website, pilotflyingj.com, use their locations function, find the Pilot or Flying J nearest you, and when you pull in, be sure you can get something great to eat, something warm to drink, and also you can join the Drivers Club, start earning points on all the things that you buy at Pilot or Flying J. They'll build up. Use the My Rewards Plus app to track them. You'll get even greater offers as well. PilotFlyingJ.com.
You betcha. Here comes the music, done perfectly, so there you go. All right, Kyle, hang on, and folks, we're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch as we take us on up through hour number two. The news coming up here, and I'm going to let Kathy take us to break. So, Kathy, it's your turn.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.